So the strategy was just to get like the leafy ones on the outside out as soon as possible. Just shove them in my mouth, eat them down. And then it was just like once I got the lettuce to like a ball form, it was just to bite it like an apple until I was done. And it seemed to work.
This week, we're taking you to one of the weirdest food events we've ever heard of. I'm Kat Johnson, and this is Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
Meat and Three.
One meat, three sides.
Food, news, and storytelling.
A square meal for your ears.
Meat and Three.
So my name is Heidi Stang. I'm a sophomore at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
I got some excellent help on our story this week. Heidi and I were introduced by another student at UMD, Andrew Weiss. 2 years ago, he started an organization on campus called the Lettuce Club. Here's Heidi with the story.
At the University of Minnesota Duluth, we're about 10,000 undergraduate students, so it's a pretty medium-sized campus. What's cool is that we're all indoors, so our campus is completely connected between like a concourse system. We are a Division II college, except for men's and women's hockey are Division I. Our Division I men's hockey team is the back-to-back national champions for the last 2 years. So sports are pretty big in Duluth, and so is that like competitive spirit. We have over 270 clubs. There was just this one club that would meet once a semester, and all they would do is eat lettuce, which, I mean, for competitive eating, all I personally ever hear about is like a hot dog eating contest.
So basically what happens is we eat a head of lettuce. We have our timer, Tori, who will click that start button and she will yell, "Let us begin." And we are gonna compete. You can do whatever you want, stand up, run around, whatever it gets you to eat the lettuce faster. You can't shove it in your pockets, you have to eat it.
So it was right off of the main hallway in campus, actually. So anyone who was walking by after class could come see what was going on.
You don't have to eat the butt part of the lettuce, though, so this brown gross thing. Other than that, the first place winner receives a gift card, and they are the head of lettuce. They are inducted to our Hall of Fame, which is the salad bowl. And if they want, can help run the competition next year. Second place is the half ledge. Sadly, they're not as great, so they don't make it into the Hall of Fame. They get into the Hall of Mediocrity.
Beforehand, they wouldn't eat anything all day to make sure they were hungry enough to eat a whole head of lettuce, even though I heard it's not super filling. And then they'd had different strategies. I know I had a friend who was competing, so he made sure to have a cup of water with him in case he got thirsty during it. Some people, they eat it leaf by leaf. Some people, like, try to squish it and get some of the water out of it. There's just different, like, preparation that goes into it, I guess.
And can I get a crowd drum roll?
Oh yeah.
Three, two, one, let us begin.
There was a lot more cheering than I expected. I was kind of worried that it was going to be kind of quiet just because it's people eating food. And obviously, like, the crunching of the lettuce and, like, kind of just, like, the water spraying out of the lettuce everywhere. Some people would, like, stand up and, like, jump around when they were trying to finish chewing it. So it was actually, like, a pretty exciting atmosphere, but in all, the event only took, like, 5 or 6 minutes. It was, like, really, really exciting. I think a couple people just did it for laughs. They were walking by, and it was only $2 to enter. Other people, I know I talked to a girl. She had it at her high school, and she lost there, so she was coming to, like, get redemption at UMD, which I kind of thought was, like, a funny little backstory.
Who's going to win? The human or the green?
I can't swallow!
So I talked to first, second, and third place. First place, it was just, like, on a whim.
I declare that you're the head of lettuce.
Oh, my God! Woo! Woo!
Beat the whole record.
What time is that? It's 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Wow.
Oh,
okay, our head of lettuce, declare yourself.
Peter
Coring. Peter Coring! Give a round of applause!
He ate it extremely fast, like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes or something, which we were all kind of baffled by. It was really, really fast.
When I was going to come to UMD, I looked at the club list and saw the Lettuce Club. And I went, you know, that's something I want to try. I was never able to, like, find posters for it my whole freshman year. And then, like, today, it just happened to be fate. Like, I was walking to class, and I saw the poster up, and it was like, well, Lettuce Club is at 4 o'clock. So I'm like, well, I get done with class at 4 o'clock. I see the price is $2. I have $2 in my wallet. That's it. That's all I had.
So no preparation?
No, it was no preparation. It was just like fate. It was just like, this is what you're going to do today.
And then second and third place finished within seconds of each other.
We still got second place, so keep munching.
You got it!
Keep munching! Now it's a chewing contest.
One more bite.
It's a chewing contest.
Everyone was like screaming and cheering, and they had to do the good old like open your mouth to prove that you finished, like photo finish for food eating, I guess.
Okay, our half-wits, declare yourself.
Jordan Emdick!
Give a round of applause. And now, for Amazing House Salad, declare yourself.
Emma Moore!
Give her a round of applause.
And then I talked to Andrew, who was the president and the founder of this new chapter at UMD for the Lettuce Club.
I founded it back 2 years ago, but I'm giving up my leaf to the head of Lettuce and one of our competitors this year.
And then I talked to Nathan, who's going to be the new president, and he really hopes to grow the club, which I think would be super cool. He said his goal was to get it as big as possible.
I'm going to stay true to what's going on, except I'm going to do a lot more advertising. We're going to see how big I can get this.
They're going to ask one of the supermarkets in Duluth to sponsor the lettuce, so they don't have to spend money on the lettuce this time. They can just give all the money to the charity.
I'm going to see if I can actually get 100 people to do this. I think that would be a cool goal. We're going to start a Facebook page, Instagram. I've got plans. He just told me today that I was going to be the president.
So you might be wondering how I even found out about this weird club in Minnesota. A few months ago, I stumbled upon a bizarre and hilarious TikTok video of about a dozen co-eds eating entire heads of lettuce. I had to know more. After a quick Google search, I found an email address, typed off a message, and within minutes was chatting with the Lettuce Club president himself, Andrew Weiss. But it turned out that the Lettuce Club isn't specific to UMD. They're actually popping up everywhere.
So I know that Andrew had actually transferred from another college and he had heard about it there, and so he brought it to Duluth. So it's all around Minnesota for sure, but it's just kind of funny that it's one of those small things that people just latch onto and they bond over just something that's funny and fun, and it raises money for a good cause, so that's always a bonus too.
Also, the Lettuce Club isn't the only unusual way that students pass the time on UMD's campus.
We have an Instagram page. It's run by an anonymous girl, and it's called UMD Bathroom Reviews. And so she just goes around and reviews all the bathrooms at UMD, and she just has all these sarcastic comments, and it's super funny. And it started to catch on, so now there's one at, like, the University of Mankato, which is in Minnesota, and, like, other colleges have caught on to it. So it's kind of cool, just all these little unique clubs that are just for fun, that catch on and spread around. I know at UMD we have a Texas Roadhouse Club, and they go to Texas Roadhouse together once a month. And so it's a great way to bond with people. Food's a great way to get to know each other. And at UMD we are so connected. Being inside all the time is really cool that we can bond all these different ways.
It feels kind of like absurdist humor. What do you think it is about that type of kind of random humor that resonates with college students?
I think in college there can be a lot of stress, and you put yourself kind of under a lot of pressure, like you got to do well if you want to do well in the future. This is step one. You're also paying a lot of money, and so it just feels kind of good, and it's just fun every once in a while to do something funny, and you can tell your friends, like, oh yeah, remember that time we raced to see who could eat lettuce faster, or just all sorts of funny things that'll make it more memorable than, hey, let's go study for an exam again. You know, it's just kind of something different, something kind of fun.
Special thanks this week to Heidi Stang and Andrew Weiss. Meet in Three is produced by Hannah Forden, Matt Patterson, Katie Mosman-Wadler, and me, Kat Johnson. Our audio engineer is Matt Patterson. Our theme song was composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. This program is supported in part by public funds from the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs in partnership with the City Council. Meet and Three is powered by Simplecast. Meet and Three is a production of Heritage Radio Network, the world's pioneer food radio station. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org and follow us at heritage_radio. And stay in touch with us. Write us anytime at ideas@meetandthree.nyc. That's all spelled out. We'll be off for the next few weeks, but back soon with more Meet and Three.